Today's daf is Menachas daf Ayin Gimel, and we are at the beginning of the new perek, the seventh perek of Masechtas Menachas on daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. So the topic of the seventh perek is again Kol HaMenachas, halachas that relate to all different types of Menachas. So the Mishnah in the sixth perek had digressed and spoken a lot about the Minchas HaOmer. We return now more generally to discuss the Menachas. The Mishnah, the Eilu Menachas, Nikmatzos, Ushyareyim, Likoyanim. The following are a list of Menachas that have a mitzvah's kmitza, and another mitzvah that whatever's left over from the mincha after the kmitza was done should be eaten dafka by kehan. Says the Mishnah, Minchas hasoilas, v'hamachavas, v'hamarcheshes, v'hachalois, v'harakikin. And those five menachos make up the five types of minchas nedava. Minchas ovdei kechavim is the sixth, u'minchas nashim, u'minchas ha'omer, u'minchas choite, that's the mincha that was brought as part of the carbon oil of a yored. So there were certain averis where one brought an oil of a yored, which meant the type of carbon he brought depended on his tax bracket. It depended on what he was able to afford. If he can afford to bring an ordinary chatas, he brought a chatas. If he couldn't afford to bring a chatas, he brought two birds, shnei toirim or shnei bnei yoyna. If he couldn't even afford that, he was what Chazal referred to as dali dalas. He brought a carbon mincha. That's known as the minchas choyte. Finally, minchas kanois. That's the mincha that the soite used to bring. Reb Shimon says, minchas choyte shal koyhanim nikmetzes, v'koymitz karev la'atzmoy, v'shirayim kreven la'atzmoy. It's not true that every single minchas choyte had a halacha that you do kmitza and that the shiori hamincha was eaten by kayhanim. But rather, says Reb Shimon, that was only true if the person bringing the minchas choyte was either a Levi or a Yisro. But what if he was a kayin? Then the halacha was different. Then he would bring the minchas choyte, the kayhanim would do the kmitza, the koimitz would go on the mizbeach. He'd be makter, like you're always makter the koimitz. The shiori hamincha, says Reb Shimon, would also go on the mizbeach. But the chiddush was that there was kmitza and shiori hamincha. Thus, the mincha, although it was going completely on the mizbeach, was really made up of two parts. It was koimitz karev la'atzmoy, v'shirayim kreven la'atzmoy. The background to Reb Shimon, which is really going to be more the topic of tomorrow's daf, is the pasuk says in the Torah, v'chol minchas koyen kolul tiyah loiseyachol. The Torah says that the karbon mincha v'koyen kolul tiyah. It was like an oila. It had to be completely consumed on the mizbeach. Loi seyachal. Thou shalt not eat from it. It was off limits. You weren't allowed to eat from the mincha of a kohen. Now, pasha, that pasuk is referring to the minchas nedava of a kohen. So if a kohen was menad of a mincha, whereas a yisrael or a levi that's menad of a mincha, you have the halach of kmitza, then you have the halach of the shiori of mincha that was eaten by the kehanim, like the Mishnah says. When it comes to the minchas nedava of a kohen, it is a halach of kolul tiyah, loi seyachal. Stating that, Reb Shimon said that this halach is true for the minchas choyte of a kohen as well. It's not only true for the minchas nedav of a kohen. It's also true for the minchas choyte. Stating that, there's a difference between the minchas nedav of a kohen and the minchas choyte of a kohen. The minchas nedav of a kohen, there was no kmitza even. The entire thing was put on the mizbeach. The minchas choyte of the kohen had kmitza, thus there was shirayim, but at the same time, the koimitz and the shirayim, albeit separately, were put on the mizbeach. Regardless, the Mishnah said the basic halacha that we're all familiar with, and that is that most menachas, the Mishnah gave us a whole list. We'll see more about the list in the Gemara. But the Mishnah gave a list of menachos where the halacha is nikmatzos, the shiorei of the kehanim, and the shiorei hamincha were eaten by the kehanim. It's just important to speak out right at the beginning of the sugya, and that is that the shiorei hamincha was like the entire mincha, which was kachshei kadashim. So we know that there were different classes of kedusha as it relates to karbonis. This kachshei kadashim, oila, and asham achatos. Then this kachshim kalim. Even within the world of kachshim kalim, there's different levels. You're introduced to that in the very first Mishnah in Seder Kachshim. The Mishnah in Zvachim Dapeza Manalef already talks about different levels and different madregas within the kedusha of a karbon. The mincha was of the highest kedusha. It was like an oila, it was like a chatos, it was like an asham, it was kachshei kadashim. And because it was kachshei kadashim, it was only nechal the kohanim and only lezichrei kuna. So whereas a shlomim, for example, some of it was eaten by kohanim, some of it was eaten by the bailim, and it doesn't matter if the bailim was a kohen levi yisrael, he was entitled to eat some of his carbon that he brought. But kachshei kadashim was never nechal by the bailim because it was too kaddish. Thus, it had to be eaten by the kadoshim, the kohanim with the kadoshim in klal yisrael, and only the kadoshim were allowed to eat kachshei kadashim. A mincha is kachshei kadashim. The Torah says it many times. As a result, the mincha was only eaten by zichrei kuna. So system. The Mishnah says, Ushiorei Mekayanim, it's Pashat. Because only the Kayan is allowed to eat from the Shiorei Mincha, because the Mincha is Kachay Kadashim, and only a Kayan, only Zichrei Kahuna, are allowed to eat from Kachay Kadashim. Regardless, the Mishnah gave a list of Menachos that are Nikmatzos. There's a mitzvah's kemitzah, the shiorei amukayhanim, amra papa, kolecha, the tanan. Wherever you have this list, this cast that was mentioned in our Mishnah, eser tanan. When you count it up, you should know it's 10. Now, you can do the math, and you can figure out it's 10. Maiko mashmul, afuga mi Rav Shimon, doma mechza chagos, mechza rikikin, yavi, kamashmul, and the like. Because according to Rav Shimon, the list really wouldn't be 10, the list would be 11. Because our Mishnah mentioned five types of minchas nedava. Minchas asoiles, Machvas, Marcheshes, Chalois, and Rikikin. Now, Chalois and Rikikin are the two types of Minchas Mafi Tanor. Chalois is when the Mincha was Belulois Bashamen, it was mixed together with the oil. Rikikin is when it was only Meshuchim Bashamen, it was only smeared with oil. Thus, there's two types of Minchas Mafi Tanor. You could bring the Minchas Mafi Tanor in the Chalois form, you could bring it in the Rikikin form. Rav Shimon says a Chiddush, Rav Shimon says that if you want, you could bring it in Mechza Chalois and Mechza Rikikin. The Minchas Mafi Tanor was made up of 10 breads. And Rav Shimon said if you want 5 of them to be Chalois, 5 of them to be Rikikin, then that's also going to be good. Meaning, according to Rav Shimon, there's 6 types of Minchas Nadava. It would be Minchas Astoilis, Minchas Machvas, Minchas Marcheshes, Chalois Rikikin, and then a 6th one would be Mechza Chalois and Mechza Rikikin. So Rav Papa said that the right reading of the Mishnah is 10, not 11. This is another Masnisin, the Lake Rav Shimon. Rav Papa prefaced it by saying, Kol Heicha de Tanan. So we have already a little bit of a Bekiyas and Menachas. Where else did we have this? So we had it 2 other times already. Very good. We had the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tesam and Aleph. The Mishnah over there was discussing Minchas that have Shemen and Levoina. The Mishnah said there's some Menachas that have Shemen and Levoina, Shemen, no Levoina, Levoina, no Shemen, no Levoina, no Shemen. The Elu, Menachas, the following are Menachas that need Shemen and Levoina. And the Mishnah gave this list. Rav Papa made the same comment. It's 10, that list. It's not 11. Then we had it again in the Mishnah Daf Samach Amin Aleph. There the Mishnah was talking about the mitzvah of Hagosha that a Mincha has. And the Mishnah said some Menachas have Hagosha, no, and Tenufa, Hagosha, no Tenufa, Tenufa, no Hagosha, no Hagosha, no Tenufa. The Elu Teuno is Hagosha, the Einan Tenufa is Teuno is Tenufa. And again, the Mishnah gave this list. Regardless, Kol Heicha de Tanan, this is already the third Mishnah that we had this list. It's 10, it's not 11. Kamash Malon, the Lake Reb Shimon. Ushireim the Koyanim. So the Mishnah again said, Ve'elu Menachis Nikmatzos, Vishireim the Koyanim. So we said it's very poshet that it was eaten by the Koyanim because the Yisrael can't eat it. The question, however, is how do you know it was even eaten by the Koyanim? And the truth is, if you go through the parsha of all the different Menachas that are mentioned in the Torah, it doesn't always say that after you do the Kemitza, you should take the Shirayim and give it over to the Kayanim. So we're going to have now a whole omelet and a half of Gemara, where the Gemara is going to find us sources. At the end of the day, we're going to have 2 Mekairas. But sources, how it is we know that at this list, 10 or 11, Menachos have the halacha that the Shiorei HaMincha, whatever was left after the Kemitza, was eaten by the Kayanim. Zok the Gemara, Shiorei HaMincha, Minol, Zok the Gemara, Minol, the Chsiva Chsiva, the ones that it says before in the Torah that are supposed to be eaten by the Kayanim, so that season. Udaloi ksiva, tain is the Gemara. And the ones that are not before ksiv ba, the Torah does say, v'zois Torah ha-mincha ha-krivoisa b'nei ahari l'fnei Hashem al-pnei ha-mizbeach. That's a pasuk in Parashas Tzav. It's a very general pasuk. V'zois Torah ha-mincha. Sounds like we're talking about all menachas. Now that's Parashas Tzav, Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin. Skipping to Pasuk Tes, so the Pasuk says, V'hanoyseres mimeno yoichlu aharen uvanov, matzois teyocha v'mokim kodesh, v'chatzar oyol noyod yoichlu. So v'zois teres ha-mincha. Sounds like we're talking about all types of menachas. And what does the Torah say? What's this teres ha-mincha? That whatever's left over, meaning after the kemitza, yoichlu aharen uvanov. So says the Gemara, I don't understand the question. There are some menachas where it says mefurish aharon uvanim are supposed to eat the shiorei mincha, so that's easy. But even the like siva, even though there are menachas where it doesn't say mefurish in the Torah that the shiorei mincha was necho by the kayanim, but once you have this general pasuk in the beginning of Parashat Tzav, Perek Vav, pasuk Zayin through Tes, these pesukim matter. Perek Vav, pesukim Zayin through Tes, where it says zois teres hamincha, and then vaniseres v'ben yoichla harin uvanov. So I know already that every single mincha should be eaten. So the Gemara says like this: a chiddush, ba chitin leikam ibaylan. I know a mincha that was bought from chitin. That's for sure included in the zois teres hamincha. So the zois teres hamincha, you have halacha that the shirayim were eaten by the kohanim. So I know all shirayim of chitin should be eaten by kohanim. Says the Gemara, kikam ibaylan ba sairin. The question is, what about a mincha that was ba sairin, and there were two menachos that were ba Hasayim, the Minchas Ha'omer, which was the topic of the last 2 weeks of Daf Yomi, and the Minchas Kanois, which was also Basayim. Why was the Minchas Kanois Basayim? Because Sayim is Michael Behema. She acted like a Behema, and therefore Karbono is going to be Michael Behema. So the Gemara says, is a Havamina to think that maybe only a Mincha that's Bachitin is included in Vazir's Teres HaMincha, but maybe a Mincha that's Basayim now. What's Pashim Shan in the Havamina? So, Pashit, you could say, because we know that Achilas Kachim has to be Lamashcha. It has to be Kederach Sha'am Melachim Oichlin. Sairin is Meichel Behema. And now, even though you could eat Sairin, your chant has Sairin in it, but at the same time, it was deemed by Chazal as not being a Meichel Chashuv. It was considered to be Meichel Behema. So it could be it's a Stira to Lamashcha. So maybe where it's Chitin, where it's a Meichel Chashuv. So then there's a halacha that the Shirayim should be eaten by the Kayanim. But Sairin, which is Meichel Behema, maybe not. So the Gemara is saying that maybe the two Menachis that Abbas Sairin are not included in this act. So how do you know those menachas shirayim are also included? And the Mishnah mentioned them. The Mishnah mentioned the Minchas Ha'omer and the Minchas Kanois. Two of the list of 10 in our Mishnah were menachas that are Bas Ha'irim. So the Gemara says, Bas Ha'irim Nami. Midan Nikmitzeh Shirelu Kehanim. It makes sense. Because being that those two menachas, even though they're Bas Ha'irim, but they have Kemitza, it's mistaber that if there's the Avodas HaKemitza done in those menachas, that the Shirayim should be eaten by the Kehanim. But the Gemara says, I hear. But if that's true, it's only going to be a teretz according to the Rabbanon. Meaning, I'll leave the Rabbanon like Kamibayulon. According to the Rabbanon, that hold that every time this Kemitza, the Shirayim were Nechel by Kehanim. So I hear what you're saying, that even the two menachas that Abab Sa'irin, the Minchas Ha'imer and the Minchas Kanois, being that they had kemitza, it makes sense that the shirayim should be eaten by kohen. But kikam ibayon, leave it to Rabbi Shimon. What about according to Rabbi Shimon, the Amar who said in our Mishnah, "Ilka mincha de mikvitzav alei mesachlo"? There's a mincha that had kemitza but wasn't eaten. That's the minchas chayte of the kohen. The Tan Rabbi Shimon, I mean, minchas chayte shol kiyadam nekmetzes hakoymitz karavatz meivashirayim kevin batzman. That's Rabbi Shimon in the safe of our Mishnah. So you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not true that every time this kemitza, the shirayim are necessarily eaten by the kohenim. If that's the case, hadra kushya l'duchte. What's the kasha, one word, minalon. How do you know every single mincha, even the menachas that Abbas Sa'irin, have a halacha that the shirayim manechel kayan? You can't tell me it's included in the hekesh, because maybe the hekesh is only referring to menachas that Abba chitin. And don't tell me because this kmitza, then by definition, it automatically means that the shirayim manechel kayan. Because Rav Shimon holds, there's a mincha that has kmitza, that wasn't Nachal Kayanim, the Minchas Chayti of the Kayanim. So again, how do you know the two Menachis that Abbas Sa'irin have a halacha that Shirayim on Nachal Kayanim? Amar Chizkiya, the Amar Kratz learned that from the following pasuk. And this too is a pasuk in Parshas Tzav, but this is not Tzav Perek Vav. This is Tzav Perek Zayin. The pasuk over there says, V'chol mincha belulu b'shemen, v'chareva l'chol b'nei aharoi tia. So the pasuk is Perek Zayin, pasuk Yud. V'chol mincha belulu b'shemen, v'chareva, any mincha that's either belulu b'shemen, has shemen in it, v'chareva, or it's dry, meaning it doesn't have shemen in it, l'chol b'nei aharoi tia ishkachem. It should be given to the Kayanim. Given to the Kehanim, meaning that the Shirayim should be given over to the Kehanim. Says the Gemara like this. Now, I don't need this pasuk to tell me that a mincha that's made from chitin and it's blue l'bashemen should be given to the Kehanim, because I know that from Parshat Tzav, Perek Vav. Zoyis Teres HaMincha already taught me that, right? We know already every single mincha that's bought from chitin has a halacha that Shirayim are eaten by the Kehanim. We're trying to figure out how do you know the minchas that are basayim. Says the Gemara, I have a pasuk. V'chol mincha belulu b'ashem v'chareva you should give to the Kehanim. Now, I don't need that pasuk to tell me a mincha that's bought chitin. So tenei inyan l'blulu shel sayir. So instead, let's use it for a mincha that I can't learn out from the Hekesh. That's a mincha that's basayim, that's belulu b'ashem. What's an example of a mincha that's sa'irin and it's belulu b'ashamen? That's the mincha sa'imer. Then ain't l'chareva shel chitin. The pasuk also says that a mincha chareva should be given over to the kohanim. Again, I don't need a minchas chitin that's chareva, because I know that from the hekesh from perek vav. I don't need perek zayin for that. So instead, give it and you apply it to a mincha that was bas sa'irim that was chareva. What's a mincha that was bas sa'irim that was chareva? That's the minchas kanois. Again, there were two minachis that were bas sa'irim, but they were fundamentally different. One was belula, the other one was chareva. The minchas sa'irim had shemen. The minchas kanois Shaloitehei karbonei mehuder, like Rav Shimon says throughout Shas, did not have any shemen. Thus, I have a pasuk v'chol mincha belula b'shemen v'chareva gishmak l'chol b'nei aharon tia ishka achiv. Belula b'shemen is referring to the mincha sa'irim that was belula b'shemen. That's the mincha sa'imer. Charev is referring to the mincha sa'irim that was charev. That's the mincha sa'kanois. Thus, I have a makar to bolte in l'charev ishal sa'im. The Gemara says, "Hi lachi u'dasa." Could you use that pasuk to teach me this halacha? The halacha that the menachis that was sa'irim also had a din that the shirayim should be given over to the kehanim. How many boiler? I need it for the following brayse. Tomorrow's going to bring a very straightforward, a very poshet, but also very long-winded brayse. The brayse says, how do you know that the kehanim that was sitting down at the end of the day and they're divvying up the matnas kahuna, all the kachim? So there was a lot of kachim that was brought on any given day in the Beis HaMikdash, and a lot of the kachim had a chelik that was nechal kayanim. So Kayan was able to eat a little bit of the shlomim, a little bit of the chatas, a little bit of the toida, a little bit of the mincha, there's lechem aponim, there's a lot going on. And the kayanim would sit down, every member of the particular mishmar, beisav, there was a whole cheshbon of exactly how it was done, but if you're a kayan and you're serving in the Beis HaMikdash on any given day, you're entitled now to get your matnas kuna. So the kayanim are sitting down and they're starting to divide up the matnas kuna. So they divide up the menachas, they divide up the karbonis, and one kayan says, you know something, I'm not in the mood, I'm on a low carb diet, I don't want a mincha, I'll tell you what, I'll make a deal, I'll give you my mincha, you give me a little bit more flesh, I want some of that lamb, that's what I want instead. So is that okay? It's a price. Minayin she'en cholkin menachas k'ne Gitzvachin. A kohen's not allowed to say, I don't want the mincha. Instead, you take my mincha and I'll take yours evach. It's not something you're allowed to do. Pashav shad is, it's a bizoyan kachem. So even though one is obviously more chashav as far as the pay grade goes, but at the same time, it's a disrespectful thing to the mincha. You're not supposed to do that. How do you know that? Talmud Omer, it's learned out from a pasuk, Parshas Tzav, Perek Zayin. The pasuk says, V'chol ha-mincha asher teyofe batanu, V'chol nase b'marcheshes, I'm reading the whole pasuk. V'al machavas la'koyein hamakriv oiso loytia. And then the pasuk continues and says, V'chol mincha b'lulu b'ashem and v'charevo l'chol b'nei aharein tia ishkochem. So the pasuk over here mentions all the menachas, or many of them. V'chol mincha asher teyofe batanu, v'chol nase b'marcheshes. So you have the Minchas Mafeitana, which was made up of Chalis and Rekikin. You have the Minchas Marcheshes, the Al Machavas. You have the Minchas Machavas. La'koyin ha-makrevois lo'itia. It's supposed to go over to the Koyin. And then the Pasuk says, V'chol Mincha Belula B'Hashem, and V'chareva. Now we're talking about a Mincha Belula, Mincha Chareva. L'chol B'nei Aharein Tia, Ishka Achim. And we learn from the words, L'chol B'nei Aharein Tia, that every single Koyin has to end up with a Chelek of the Mincha. Meaning, it's coming to exclude that if a kohen says, I don't want a chelik in a mincha, and instead I'll take more of the zevach, that's something he's not allowed to do. Continues the braisa, yulachol lo yachliku menachas keneged zvachim. I hear. Maybe you only can't split or not the mincha keneged the zevach. Meaning, maybe a person can't say, I don't want the mincha, instead give me the zevach. Why? Shall I come with achtein bedalas? Because there's no relationship between the mincha and the zevach. But maybe you're allowed to swap a mincha for an oif. Shari, come with achtein bedalas, because you see that there's a connection between the mincha and the oif. Where do you see that? In the carbon oil of Yairid. If somebody can't afford to bring the oif, he brings the carbon mincha. So once you see it's anyways kamut achtein, you find this tmura relationship between the oif and the mincha. The Torah swapped it. The Torah says, if you can't afford the oif, bring the mincha. So maybe I could also swap it. I could also say, you know what, I don't want the mincha. Instead, give me the oif. Talmud Leimah v'chol nasa b'marcheshes v'chol b'nei aharein tia. Again, it says, you have to see the psukim inside to fully appreciate this Gemara. But the pasuk says, v'chol b'nei aharein tia ish kachet. And from v'chol b'nei aharein, we learn that every single kohen has to participate in the mincha. But the Torah says it by so many minachas. It says it by the minchas mafi taner, by the marcheshes, by the machvas. And V'chol B'nei Aharon is referring back to each one of the minachas that are mentioned in these psukim. So we learn from each mincha, L'chol B'nei Aharon, another halacha. From the basic concept of a mincha has to be L'chol B'nei Aharon, you can't swap a mincha for a zevach. From the fact that the Torah said it's in Sveita Mo, we learn you can't even swap a mincha for a knife. The price continues. Okay, I would think you can't swap a mincha not for a zevach, not for a knife. Maybe you could swap an oif for a zevach, because at the end of the day, they're both bloods that one of them is Be'ach. Talmud lo imar, va'al machavas, L'chol B'nei Aharon tia. It says it a third time. And even though the third time that the Torah mentions it is also by a mincha, It's by a mincha that it says l'chol bnei Aharon, every kohen has to participate in. And now we're learning a halacha of oifos and zvachim. Rashi says, "An einoy inyan lemincha," because I know it already. Tneyo inyan leoifos yochel leyachlu oifos kineged zvachim shalol asviyasim bead belol asviyasim kli. But had the Torah not continued, I would still think, okay. So you can't swap a mincha for a zevach. You can't swap a mincha for an oif. You can't even swap an oif for a zevach. But maybe oifos and zvachim not, even though they're both dam, because the way that the avoda was done was very different. Halalu asiyasim biyad, the carpet oif was done b'malika. The halalu asiyasim b'kli, it was done with a kli sharis. Aviyachlik b'menachas kinegin menachas, but maybe one mincha for another mincha. She'elu ve'elu asiyasim biyad, they were both done biyad. Kmitza was done biyad. Maybe that is okay. Tamalem yivchal mincha b'lul b'Hashem l'chop ne'ah haritia tzimfetin mo. Yochal aviyachlik b'machas kinegin marchesh. As the Torah said that, I can't even swap one mincha for another mincha. I would think maybe it's two different types of menachas. Marchesh has kinegin nachas. Shezu maser kashim, zu maser rakim, because machas and marcheshes were very different. But maybe I could swap my machas for your machas, or my marcheshes for your marcheshes. Talmud loymar a fifth time. The chareva lechol bnei aharon tia, says the gemara. Yochel yachlku b'katchi gedashim. I would think maybe this is only true for katchi gedashim. The Torah says it in the parish of a mincha. A mincha is katchi gedashim, and even though we said it relates to zvachim and oifus as well, but maybe only katchi gedashim. Oifus are always katchi gedashim. There's only two types of oifus, chatas and oila. They're both katchi gedashim, and maybe zvachim also. It only relates to the zvachim that are katchi gedashim. The oila, the chatas, the ashem, and what's the fourth one? The shalmei tzibur. The kifsei atzeres will also kachig adashem. Yochel, however, but maybe kachig abel yachlik b'kachig kalim. Maybe kachig kalim is okay. Talmud loymar. It says in the Torah, l'chol bnei aharon tia ishka achiv. And the very next pasuk, if you have a chumash in front of you, is v'zois Torah zevach hashlobim asher yakriv Hashem im al toida yakrivenu. The Torah talks about a carbon toida. We learn from there, k'shem shein chalk in the kachig adashim, from the smichos of the carbon toida to this halacha, kachin chalkim bekachim kalim. Okay, so we darshan this pasuk, and we'll get back in a minute to the punchline, but just to conclude the brisa and the drushes of this psukim. So the pasuk said, v'chol mincha b'lulu v'Hashem v'chareva l'chol b'nei aharon tia ish ka'achiv. Ish chaylek v'afilu b'amum. From the word ish, we learn that every ish, every adult, once you have our mitzvah, you automatically are chaylek, you're entitled to a chaylek of the matzah, which is a chiddush, by the way, because the b'amum wasn't able to do the avayda. So if you couldn't do the avayda, maybe you shouldn't participate in the matzah kuna either. Kamash Malon, Ish Chaylik, even about Mo. Ve'in Katan Chaylik, a Katan, however, cannot be Chaylik, Vafilu Tam, because whereas a Balmum is included in Ish, as long as he's Bar Mitzvah, doesn't matter if he's a Balmum, the Katan is excluded from the word Ish. Either way, what's the Gemara's Kasha? We said that the Pasik, V'chol Mincha, B'lulav Hashem, V'chareva, L'chol B'nei Aharon, Tia Ish Ka'achiv, is the Makar, that Menachos, that Abam Min Sa'irin, namely, the minchas ha'omer and the minchas kanois, even though they're not included in the hekesh of v'zayis teres ha'mincha of parshas sav perek vav, but from that pasuk we learn v'chol mincha b'lulu b'Hashem, and teaches me the minchas ha'omer that was b'lulu b'Hashem, which is the minchas ha'omer. V'chareva teaches me the minchas ha'omer that was chareva, that's the minchas kanois. L'chol bnei aharon tia teaches me that the shirayim were nechal v'kayadim. I have a whole long-winded brisa that used the words l'chol bnei aharon tia ish ka'achav to teach me six halachas. The halach is of swapping matnas kuna, that if I say, I'll give you my mincha for your zevach, or my oif for your zevach, or my kachim kalim for your kachim kalim, or my machvas for your marcheshes, etc., 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 you can't do it. It's learned from the words l'chol b'nei aharon, that every single member of the mishmar has to have a chelik of the mincha. You can't trade it out. So how could I use one pasuk to teach me two things? And the Gemara, if you're halting cheshmen, gives the very pasuk to Teretz, hu mikol nafka. The drush of this brisa was from the word kol. L'chol b'nei aharon. What's l'chol b'nei aharon? It could have said, l'b'nei aharon tia. What's l'chol? That every single member of the mishmar has to end up with a chelik of the mincha, meaning you can't trade it. But the ikar pasuk is coming to teach me the halacha of mincha sa'irin, that the shirayim after the kmitzah v'nachal kayanim. The word kol teaches me the aforementioned brisa. But the Gemara says, there was another Gemara we had earlier, daf samach gimel, va'afikta l'Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara over there was discussing the chachamim shita, that you can't bring a minchas mafeitan or mechza chalis and mechza artikrim. Shimon has the 11th mincha, that the six types of minchas nadava, the minchas mafeitan could be either chalis, rikikin, or mechza chalis.
was machzor kikin. The Chachamim argue, and the Gemara said, "What's the makar?" The Gemara brought a few makaris to the Chachamim. One of the makaris was this pasuk, because the pasuk talks about the minchas mafei taner, and then the pasuk talks about the mincha that's belula b'shemen and chareva. And the Gemara says, just like the belula and the chareva, you can't bring one mincha that's mechza belula, mechza chareva. So too, in the world of minchas mafei taner, you can't bring a minchas mafei taner that's going to be mechza chalos, a mechza rikikin. But again, I have another usage for this pasuk. How do I learn that from that pasuk? Basically, Jesus said this pasuk is the makar to the chachamim shita that you can't bring a mafei taner, mechza chalos, mechza rikikin. That's already a third thing I'm going to learn from there. How do you do that? Mara says, yeah, there's actually a third diet. Hahu mi zikah. It says v'chol bnei aharon tiyah. But the pasuk starts with v'chol mincha b'lul b'shemen. So really, there's three things going on here. The v'chol mincha b'lul b'shemen. Rechareva teaches me you can't have a mafi tanner that's mechza mechza. L'chol, that's the second l'chol mentioned in the Torah in that pasuk, teaches me that this halacha is going to be true as it relates to the halacha of trading out the matnas kuna. And the ikar pasuk teaches me that even the menachas that were bas sa'irin have the halacha that the shirayim were nechal le'kayhan. Just one interesting thing that we're not going to talk about that we saw in this brayse is just worth mentioning. So the brayse said that a katan is not chaylik b'matnas kuna. It's mavur, however, in Gemara is that even though a katan wasn't chaylik b'matnas kuna, a katan was allowed to eat matnas kuna. Meaning, if there was a katan who's a kayin, you know, one of the kayhanim brought his son to work, so they're sitting in the Beis HaMikdash and there's a katan there, he's not chaylik in the matnas kuna. The pirchei kuna, he's not chaylik in the matnas kuna. But if he wants to eat it, you bring matnas kuna home, you're allowed to give it to your cotton teeth. And the Mechaz Chinuch HaMitzvah Kuf Lam Medal, it asks the obvious question. How's a cotton allowed to eat matnas kuna? L'chura achilas kachim is a mitzvah. A cotton is not a bar mitzvah. So if you're going to give your cotton to eat kachim, aren't you being mevatel a mitzvah saseh deiraisa? Because if Bar Mitzvah is going to eat that kizayis of basar of the chatos, he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah. V'achlu oisam asher kuper behem. But if a cotton's going to eat, he can't be mekayim the mitzvah. And L'chura, Tainas Demichas Chinuch, it should not only be not okay for the katan to be chaylik b'matnas kuhuna, or to be chaylik b'kachim, he shouldn't be able to eat it either. Because if he eats it, he's being mevatel the mitzvah. Of course, the teretz is all the raid that we've spoken about. The nafkamina between the achilas mitzvah of matzah, for example, and the achilas mitzvah of achilas kachim. Again, v'advarim atikin, we spoke a lot about this raid when we learned Masechta Zvachim. The inkam mekoyim elaharech. Regardless, so we have the first makar, how we know that all menachos, even the menachos that were basa oirim, the halach is that the shirayim were nechal kehanim. Ravina says another makar. Ask me the Tani Levi. We learn it from a different pasuk, and this is a pasuk in Parashas Korach. So Parashas Korach is the makar to the halachos of matnas kuna. Right? All the ikur psukim that talk about the chavdal matnas kuna are not in Sefer Vayikra. It's not in Teres Koyanim. It's tucked away. It's in Sefer Bamidbar. It's a Parashas Korach. And what's the connection to Parashas Korach? It's after Korach challenged the Kohuna Gedoyla of Aharon, so the Torah reinforces Aharon HaKoyen, his family, they're going to be the Kayanim of Klal Yisrael. And then the Torah talks about the Chav Dalet Matnas Kuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Kayanim. So this is a pasuk in Parashas Korach, by Midbar Perek Yud Ches. It says, you should give the Kayanim Kol Karbonam, L'chol Minchasam, U'l'chol Chatasam, and it's from this pasuk that we're going to learn this halacha that every single mincha, even the mincha sa'irin, was eaten by the kayanim. How so? Look the gemara. Kol karbonim. Those words teach me the rabbis loik shemin shal mitzayra that the loik shemin shal mitzayra was considered matnas kuna and it was given to the kayanim. Why would you think not? Why would you think the loik shemin shal mitzayra should be different than any other part of a karbon? I'll tell you why. Look at the chamina. Being that it says min ha'ish, the pasuk says regarding the matnas kuna zeh yeh lecham mikodesh hakadosh min ha'ish. So I would have thought only something that's related to theft. Oil never goes on the fire. Kash mashmalon that even the oil goes to the kayanim. L'chol min chasam the rabbis minchas ha'emer minchas kanois. That's the line that we need. L'chol min chasam teaches me every single mincha, even the minchas ha'emer the minchas kanois. Why would you think that? I would have thought the Torah says v'achol ha'isam asher kupa behem in the context of achilas kachim. Thus, maybe the only time the kohanim get to eat the kachim is if the carbon from which the kohen is now wanting to take kachim was brought the kapara. In fact, we learn halacha from there. Kohanim oichlim ubaylam eschakrim. V'hai, these two karbonis have nothing to do with kapara. Lahater ka'asya, the carbon oimer was lahater. came to be matted the Tfuah Chadasha, we know that. The Idach Nami and the Minchas Kanois also didn't come the Kaper, even though it was in the context of a Chet, but the purpose of the Minchas Kanois wasn't the Kaper, it was Levarer Ka'asyo. It was Levarer Avion. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, that even the Mincha, which Mincha? Even the Minchas Ha'imer and the Minchas Kanois is in that pasuk of the Chaf Dalet Matnas Kun. It's meant to be given to the Kayanim. This is the line we needed. This is Chis Ravina's Makar. Here you see clearly that all Menachos, even Menachos that are not Mefurish in the Torah, even Menachos that can't be included in the Hekesh of Parash Tzav, Perek Vav, Vezoyis Teres HaMincha, even the Menachos that were Bas Sa'irin, that maybe you can't be Mekayim L'mashchen, it doesn't matter. Even those Menachos that learned out from these words, L'chol Menchasim. The Brisa continues, L'chol Chatasim, L'rabbis Chatasayif. That the Chatasayif also goes to the Kayanim. Pshita, right? So good, I mean, I would have thought. Nevelahi, maybe it's a nevela. Maybe Kohen's even not allowed to eat it. Kamash Malon, no. Kohen's allowed to eat it. It's Hutrum, Yichloloi, the Issa Nevela, and the Issa Trefa. That even though ordinarily Malika would not constitute Shchita, Pasha would be Aser Ba'achila, would be very, very chomer for someone to eat an oif that was killed Ayudei Malika. The Kayhanim and the Beis HaMikdash are different. They're allowed to eat it. Ulachol Hashem, what does that teach me? The rabbis Asham Nazir, Asham Etzaira. Not an ordinary Asham, that I know the Kohen gets, but the Asham of the Nazir and the Asham of the Mitzayir, that's the Chiddush that the Kohen gets. Asham Mitzayir, afraid to give more, but Hedik Sibba, ki kachatos ha-Asham ha-Kohen, it's a possible. The Torah, Elul, the Rabbis, Asham Nazir, ke Asham Mitzayir. The Chiddush is not Asham Mitzayir, that's Mefurish. Asham Nazir, to teach me that it's like the Asham Mitzayir. It's all good, I mean, I would have told the Hachshir Kasi that the purpose, again, it's not Asher Kuper Behem. The Tachas of that Asham, even though an Asham usually is Ba'achet, this one's different, Kamash Malon. Again, when does a Nazir bring an Asham? So there's two sets of korbanos that you have to be familiar with when you talk about the korbanos of a nazir. There's the oila, the chatos, and the shlamim that the nazir brought by shlamas nazirus. When he completed his nazirus, he had to bring three korbanos. Vacha yishta nazir yai. It's for that reason that if a person would be mekabel nazirus today, he'd be a nazir forever. He'd be the equivalent of a nazir shimshon. He would never be able to cut his hair. He'd be a nazir forever. The reason is why. Because in order to complete your Naziris and to go from being a Nazir to not being a Nazir, you have to bring Karbonis. You can't bring Karbonis Bizman Azir. So as a result, there's no way for a person to go from being a Nazir to not being a Nazir anymore. So the classic Karbonis Nazir are always the Oila, the Chatas, and the Shlamim that the Nazir brought when he completed his. But there was another set of Karbonis. If a Nazir became Tameh, so the Torah says he had to wait 7 days. At the end of his 7 days, he had to bring karbanos, and then he had to start counting all over again, and then he completed his naziris. So there were the karbanos that a regular nazir brought, then there were the karbanos that the nazir tameh brought. The purpose of those karbanos, argues the Gemara, wasn't to be mechaper on the fact that he was a nazir that became tameh, which he wasn't supposed to do. The purpose of those karbanos is lahachshir kasi. It's to allow him to start counting again, so that now he can complete his naziris. The bottom line is, the asham was the Nazir's Tameh's carbon. Shimon HaTzadik said, "Me'olam lo yachalti me'asham Nazir Tameh." It was the Nazir Tameh that brought the carbon asham. The Nazir Tar didn't bring the carbon asham. It was the Nazir Tameh. It was in his cocktail of carbonos that the asham was there. So whenever you talk about the asham Nazir, you talk about the asham Nazir Tameh. His carbon is lahachshas that he should be able to be. To count again. So you should be able to complete his Naziris. Thus, you would have thought that maybe it doesn't go to the Kohen. Kamash Malon that it does. Ashe Yeshiva, that's the end of the pasuk. Zagezel Ager. To teach me that if somebody steals from a Ger, and then the Ger dies, and now the Gazlan wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, that's Shavas Agzela. He has no one to give it back to. The Ger himself is not alive anymore. He has no Yarshin. Assuming he has no Yarshin, so who does it go to? It goes to the Kayim. We always speak out the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer is Chidushi Chassam Sofer. And then the Masechtas Bava Kama says, this pasuk is the Makar, to Gershen Esgayer Kikot and Shanoi Ladami. All the Achroin and Mutsha. How do you know Gershen Esgayer Kikot and Shanoi Ladami? A Ger has no Kroim. Says the Chassam Sofer. It's this parish in the Torah. What does it mean that the Gezel HaGer, why should it go to the Kayanim? Oh, must be, because he has no Yarshin. Why does he have no Yarshim? Because he's Kikot and Shanoi Ladami. Meir Simcha, Meshachachma, brings this Chassam Sofer. So, Meir Simcha doesn't bring the Chassam Sofer very often. Meir Simcha brings this Chassam Sofer. He says the Chassam Sofer in his Chedushim said that this Parsha of Gezel Ager is the Makar to Gershin is Gari. Kikot and Shanoi Ladami. Meir Simcha says a different Makar. Fatvarim Atikin. Lacha hu levanecha. What does that teach me? Shalacha hu ulevanecha. I feel like Kaddish. Manas Kuhuna belongs to the Kohen. It's Mamish there. He can even be Makadish. Bottom line is, why do we bring in this brisa? We had two long-winded brises, but why do we bring the second one? Because there's one line tucked away in this brisa that we need. L'chol min chasam. When the Torah says goes to the Kehanim, it's coming to teach me not all Menachas. I know all Menachas go to the Kehanim. It's coming to teach me even the Menachas that have nothing to do with Kapara, even Menachas that are either Lahatir Ka'asi or Levarur Oven Ka'asi, namely the Minchas Sa'irim and the Minchas Kehanois. Now those two Menachas were Minchas Sa'irim. And the Torah says it should be given to the Kehanim. Thus, you found your source. You have your Makar that even the Menachas that were Basa'irim were given to the Kehanim. So again, we started off with a Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Ve'elu Menachas Nikmatzais V'shirayim L'Kehanim. And the Gemara want to know what's the makar, and the Gemara said like this: the ksiva, whatever's mafurish in the Torah is mafurish in the Torah, and even the ones that are not mafurish in the Torah. But I have the hekesh, I have a general pasuk v'zayis teres amincha. Give it all to the kehanim that's mentioned in Perek Vav Sefer Vayikra Parshas Sat. But the Gemara argued that should only include the menachas that were bachit, menachas that were basa'irin. A, the Torah never says mafurish should be given to the kehanim, and ilchurit shouldn't be included in the hekesh either. So how do I know that? So the Gemara said, according to the Rabbanon, that every time you do kmitza, the shirayim goes to the kehanim. So being that those two menachas had kmitza, so it makes sense it should be given to the kehanim. But the Gemara refined the question. It said the question according to Rabbi Shimon, that not every time this kmitza are the shirayim eat the mother kehanim, because the minchas chayte of the kohen had kmitza and the shirayim went on the mizbeach. So how do you know then that just because this kmitza, the shirayim should be nechal kehanim? So again, what's the makar to the minchas? We had two makaris. Either Parshas Sav, Vayikra, not Perek Vav, but Perek Zayin, V'chol Mincha Belulu B'Shemen, V'acharev L'chol B'nei Harati Ishkachiv, and Meinu Inyan L'minchas Chitin, Tnei Inyan L'minchas Oirin. And I have both minchas Oirins over here. I have the mincha that's Belulu B'Shemen, that's the minchas Oirin that had Shemen. I have the charev that's the minchas Oirin that didn't have Shemen. Shloitei Karbanim Mahuda, that's the minchas Kanois. And the Torah says L'chol B'nei Harati Ishkachiv. And even though the Gemara brought a whole long brisa from other halachas that I learned out from this pasuk, but the Gemara worked it out. At the end of the day, this is the first makar. That's what Chizki said. Ravina said it's a different pasuk. It's not Vayikra Perek Vav. It's not Vayikra Perek Zayin. In fact, it's tucked away. It's in Sefer Bamidbar. It's in the end of Parshas Korach. L'chol minchasam are included in the minchas kehat, in the matnas guna. L'rabbi is the two menachas that are not bala kapara, l'hater, l'var oven, specifically the minchas sa'irin, the minchas sa'imer, and the minchas ka. Nice. New topic. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Shalmei ha'ovdei keichavim oilois. Every time a guy brings a carbon, even if he says harezu shlavim, it's an oil. So every carbon that a guy brings is a carbon oil. What's the significance? It goes completely on the mizbeach. There's no mitzvah of achilas kachin when it comes to the carbon of a guy. Azayat Rav Huna gezar. Iba yisei makra, iba yisei misfar, iba yisei misfara, if you can chabon libel ha-shamayim, because the guy, that's his kavana. His mind, he thinks that if something is holy, that it has to go completely l'shamayim. The Balei Machshava say that a yid has this concept of taking his gashmias and making it ruchnias, right? We have this idea of being meroimim our gashmias. In the Eini Yehudi world, it's a little bit of a rearer concept. And as a result, there's a concept of giving up something to Hashem. So you have a monk that will live on a mountain somewhere and not talk for 72 years. There's such a concept, but he doesn't talk. But the talk, but the Dibur should be Kedusha, which Shmiras HaLashon, there are people that take an oath of celibacy. But in our world, it doesn't work that way. In our world, to the contrary, the Avoida is not to become an ascetic. The Avoida is to take the Gashmias and intertwine it and be ma'ariv it together with ruchnias. So the guy, his liba is l'shamayim in his mind. Oh, it's a carbon. How could I eat from a carbon? Carbon goes l'shamayim. That's for the k'doshim. That's not something that I have a shaykhus. So being that his kavana is that it should be l'shamayim, so even his shlomim was brought, he said the word shlomim, but really at gemeint oilov. Iba yasei makra, could be a sometime from a pasuk. Ashe yakrivu l'Hashem l'oilov, we'll see more about that in a minute. And we learn from there, kol demakrivi oilov lahavi, that any time a guy is makriv a carbon, not based on svara, but it's a pasuk, it's a din. Ashe yakrivu l'Hashem, pasuk, you'd think the nafkamina would be, what if the kohen says clearly, no, I want my carbon to be eaten. He says, I don't want it to be l'Hashemayim, I want it to be eaten. So if it's learned out on this from svara, then maybe over there, would have a din of a shlomim. If it's learned out from the pasuk, Ashe yakrivu l'Hashem lo'ilu, kol demakrivi lo'ilu l'havi, it doesn't matter what his kavod is. At the end of the day, it's more of a din. It's a gzeris hakosav, it has to be noil. Now, that's clear in the Gemara. There's only two choices. It's either a shlom or noil. It's not going to be a chatos. It's not going to be an asham. And the pasuk shat is because the whole chiddush that a guy could even bring a carbon is learnt out from the parsha of nedarim and nedavas. So a guy could only bring a carbon b'teiras neder or b'teiras nedava. A chatas is not baba nedava. An asham is not baba nedava. So it's only a carbon that's baba neder ubinadava that we're even having this conversation about. So a carbon that's baba neder ubinadava, we could sit down and we can discuss. Could he bring it? Could he not bring it? So it narrows it down to an oila and a shlomim. Said Rav Huna that shalmei oivde kechavim, even when a guy is menad, certainly if he's menad of an oila, but even if it's a shlomim, it's still going to have a din of an oila. Iba yisei mekra, iba yisei mesvar. Says the Gemara, is that true? Must Rav Chama bar Gurya, our Mishnah, oivde kechavim shesnadiv lahavi shlomim, not our Mishnah, we'll get to that in a minute. Nasal Yisrael, Yisrael leichlan. Nasal lekayin, akayin leichlan. For guy, born a shlomim, and now he has his kachim. Now the guy himself is not allowed to eat from the kachim. And the reason is, he's not worse than an aral. An aral is not allowed to eat kachim. Someone whose brothers were mesu machmas mila. You have perigaro, the masachtas yivamas. Can't eat truma, can't eat kachim. So a guy is definitely an oodle. So he has absolutely no business of eating kachim. So he gives it to his Jewish friends. So if he gives it to Yisrael, the Yisrael eats it. He gives it to the Kayan eats it. Problem is, was tutzachta, Rav Huna said it's an oila. If it's an oila, nobody's allowed to eat it. Amar Rav HaHachi Kama. Amanashi yischapim bem Yisrael Yisrael oichla. Amanashi yischapim bem Kayan. Kayan oichla. Doesn't mean that the guy brought his own carbon. It's talking about where he brought a shlomim on behalf of a yid. So it's going to be a yid's carbon. Oh, if it's a yid's carbon. Now already it could be a shlomim. So if the yid was a Yisrael, it's going to be the Yisrael's shlomim. If this yid that he brought it for was a kayin, then it's going to be the kayin shlomim. But we're talking about where the guy brought the carbon for the yid, he didn't bring the carbon for himself. Masiv Rav Shizbi. Rav Shizbi asked the kash from our Mishnah, and this is the reason we're having this conversation right now. Elu menachos, nik matzos, fishi rayim lekayhanim. And what was one of the 10 menachos? Minchas oiv de kechavim. Minchas oiv de kechavim. I thought if a guy brings a carbon, it's always going to be a naila. So what does it even mean? Minchas oiv de kechavim is an oxymoron. Can't be. I thought his karbanos are always oilless. I'm Rabbi Yechanan, you're right. It's a great kasha and Rav Huna. It's a mefurish Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a guy can bring a mincha, not only an oila, but you have to say, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, that really, Rav Huna's halacha b'machlekes shnuya, it's really totally a machlekes tanan, it's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah is not like Rav Huna. But at the same time, it's a shitas Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rav Huna can't argue with Rabbi Yosi Aglili unless he has a Tana de Mesayele. He has a Tana de Mesayele, and it's none other than the great Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya we learned in Abrai, so it says in the Torah, Ish mi beis Yisrael, umin hager bi Yisrael, ashe yakrivu karbonoi, l'chol nidreyem, u l'chol nidvoisam, ashe yakrivu l'ashem l'oilo. Vayikra perek chav beis, pasuk yud ches. That's the pasuk in its entirety, as brought on the side of the Gemara. Now it could have said ish, but it says ish ish mi beis Yisrael. The rabbis ha'ovde koychavim shenoydrin nedarv unedavaski Yisrael. Ish would imply only a yid. Ish ish is that even a guy? Actually, akivu l'Hashem la'ovde. The pasuk concludes with the words oila. Eli ela oila. So I would think that a guy can only bring it up. Shlomi minai. How do you know he can bring a shlomi? Tamid loy man nidreihem. Toyda minayin. Tamid loy man nidvoisa. Minayin the rabbis ha'oifois v'hayayin v'halavoyna v'ha'etzim. That a guy could bring these karbanos as well. Tamid loy mar nidreim. It could have said nidreim, and instead it says l'chol nidreim. Nidvoisim. It could have said nidvoisim, and instead it said l'chol nidvoisim. Okay, ma tamid loy mar oilaso. Okay, if it's not, if he could bring a shlomim, and he could bring oifois, and he could bring yayin, and l'voyna and etzim. So why then does the Torah conclude by saying ashe yakrivu l'Hashem oila? Oyla Pratlin is zero, it's to tell me that he cannot bring a karbonos of Naziris. One of the karbonos that the Nazir brings by Shlomas Nazirusa is an oyla. And the Torah emphasized that only an oyla's neder in the typical sense is a guy. Meaning you would have thought that maybe a guy could have Naziris and bring the oyla after, because Naziris is in and of itself a neder. So maybe it's included in the parish of Nidarim and Nidavas of oyla that a guy kamash blood from oyla that he can't bring there. But the point is that Rabbi Yitzhak Lili holds that a guy is not limited to oyla. Even though the pasuk that's marba that a guy could bring a carbon clearly says actually akriva l'Hashem la'oyla, but it doesn't mean that a guy cannot bring a carbon that's not akiva oymen. No, actually akriva l'Hashem la'oyla ainly. He's only allowed to bring a carbon oila. Bottom line, it's a machlokes. So when Rav Huna said that shalmi of the kechavim oila, he has a tana de mesayele, Rabbi Akiva. It's true, our Mishnah is mefurish not that way, because the Mishnah says you can bring a mincha. It's true. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Gemara says, Pratlin is zeros, we said that. According to Yisrael Glili, when the Torah says, Asher Akrivi Lashem Lo'ayvo, it's coming to teach me that a guy can't be Mekabel Naziris. Awesome Nafka, I know that from the Parsh of Naziris itself. It says, Dabro B'nei Yisrael V'Yemar Taleim Ish Kiyaf Lindor Ned Anozel Lahazer, and we learn from there, Dabro B'nei Yisrael, it's pretty clear, B'nei Yisrael Noidrim, Ve'Noi V'Kechavim Noidrim. So the Gemara, Yimei Asam Hava Amin Karbon Udloi Lais. Had we only had that Pasuk, I would have thought that he only can't bring the Karbon. Abel Naziris Chol La'alayim. Kamash Malon, I need two Pesukim to tell, one to tell me that he can't bring the carbon Naziris, but in the second one to tell me that he doesn't even have the parsha of Naziris at all. Come on, also hot tanan. Amr Rab Shimon, a Mishnah Masechtish called Shimon Devarim Eskinu Bezdin. V'zeh Echamehem. Bezdin made seven takanos, and this was one of them. Oyvik Echavim Sheshalach Oylasim Yevedina Sayam. A guy that sent his mincha from Medina Sayam. Ashilach Himenu. He brought and sent his oyla from Medina Sayam, and he sent Nesachim Kraven Mishaloi. The Imlav Kraven Mishal Sivim. We know the carbon oyla came along with Nesachim. The minchas Nesachim came along with the carbon oil. So now we have a guy that sent the carbon oil from Medina Sayyam. If he sends Nesachim, we're makriv the Nesachim. The Imlav, if he didn't send Nesachim, then kraven Mishal Tzibur. So there was a takana, shivet dvarim, hiskinu bezdin. One of them was that we're going to take the money of the machzis hashekel and we're going to use it to provide Nesachim for this guy who sent his carbon from Medina Sayyam. But what's the bottom line? You see from here that we're bringing Nesachim on behalf of a guy. I thought a guy could only bring an oila. So says the Gemara, Lamer of Yaisi Aglili. Does it mean that we're going according to Yaisi Aglili, who holds that it's not only the carbon oila, but there are other carbonists included as well? Veloy Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, no, filo tem Rabbi Akiva. It could be it's going according to Rabbi Akiva as well. When it says oila, Rabbi Akiva meant oila v'chol chavirta. He didn't just mean the oila. He meant the oila and everything that comes along together with oila. And being that there was Nesachim, Yayin, that came along together with the carbon oila, it's for that reason that this Mishnah, this Takana, was relevant according to Rabbi Akiva as well, Lav Dafka according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So we're going to stop a little abruptly. We'll finish this Gemara in Yetz Hashem tomorrow, but I just wanted to speak out one piece of raid, Dover Nifla, that I heard from one of the members of our virtual Chabura, Ephraim Rudolph. And that is, we're all familiar with the Parhelim Dovah Shel Tzibur. The Parhelim Dovah Shel Tzibur is the carbon that underpins Masechtas Ha'iriyos. The halacha is that if Roiv of Klal Yisrael did an Avera B'Shoigeg, an Avera that had they done B'Mezid, they would have been Chayiv Karas. And now they went ahead and did a B'Shoigeg. But it wasn't ordinary Shoigeg. It was done B'Shigegas Ha'iriyos, meaning the Bezdin HaGadol had Paskin, that this thing that really is a Chayiv Krisos, Chelev, Dan, eating on Yom Kippur, eating Chametz on Pesach, is mutter. So the Bezer HaGadol made a terrible mistake. And they paskin that something which is so chamar, it's really a chayvei krisos, is really okay. Roiv of Klal Yisrael acted upon this psak of Bezin, and they went ahead and they did this aver. Thinking that it wasn't an avera. Thinking that they had an ishur from none other than the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So Roiv of Klal Yisrael did an avera b'shoigeg, an avera that had they done b'mezid, they would have been chayiv karas. That halachas, they have to bring a carbon chatas. But instead of each individual yachid within the tzibur bringing his own carbon, they brought a carbon chatas that was a chatas tzibur. Now this chatas tzibur was very different than most chatas. This chatas tzibur wasn't a kisba or a seira like most chatas. This chatas tzibur was a par. Thus, the par helim davar shel tzibur. This chatas tzibur was different than most chatayis which were born in the mizbeach achitzain. This was one of the five chatayis apnimiyos. It was one of the five chatayis that were nisraf, one of the parim anisrafim. That avodah was done in the heichal. It was burnt. The point is that it was a unique type of chatas, but the carbon that was brought was the par helim davar shel tzibur. The Torah says in Parashat Shlach that the only time the parhelm davar shel tzibur was brought was if the avera that was done was an avera other than avodah zarah. If the avera was the avera of avodah zarah, then the halachas changed a little bit. Then a par was brought, but instead of the par being brought as a chatas, the par was brought as an oila. It was still a chatas. The chatas was a sar. So ordinarily, the parhelm davar shel tzibur was one carbon. It was a par. If the avera that was done was avodah zarah, which is also a davar shel tzibur karas, so then there were two karbanas that were brought. There was a par that was brought. There was a sar that was brought. Whereas ordinarily, the par was the chatas. Now the par changes. The par becomes an oila. You have to al cheshmen. And over here, instead, the chatas is going to be the sar. And Ephraim asked two questions. His first question he asked was, is that why, when the Aveir is Avodah Zarah, do we suddenly bring a Karban Eilah? You know, we always speak out that in Ezra, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, that talks about the Karban Eilah of Yared, that if somebody was able to afford to bring the Karban Chattas by the Eilah of Yared, say he brought a Kisbar, a Seira, he brought a regular, a behemo. What if he couldn't? He had to bring Shnei Torah v'Shnei Bnei Yoyna. Echad la'oilah v'echad l'chatas. And the question is, why is he bringing a carbon oilah? The Gvir doesn't have to bring an oilah. So why does the Ani suddenly have to bring an oilah? So it doesn't have an Ezra and Rameir Simcha and Rameir Simcha's dream and the Chita. We've spoken at a lot of rate about this over the years. But it's a whole, the Rishonim asked the Kasha, that why are we going from only bringing a carbon chatas to suddenly bringing a chatas and an oilah? So l'chur, the same question over here. If the parah l'mdav shel tzibur is being brought for a regular chayvei krisus, you bring what? All you bring is a now all of a sudden, because the Avera was Avodah Zarah, so now suddenly you have to bring a parla oila and a sarla chatas. Why do you have to bring a regular chatas didn't come with an oila? So why does this chatas all of a sudden have to come with another oila? Second question was, it's mashma that first the oila was born and then the chatas. It was a parla oila and only afterwards it was the sarla chatas. So we know the Mishnah says in the beginning of Parakalatada that the chatas always came before the oila. That's the raid we always speak out from Shloim Akai Mivilna, that in the parish of Karbonis we say first oila and then chatas. The Magen Avraham says in the I was asked, why does the oila come before the chatas? I thought the chatas always came before the oila, and the dvarim neflam and binyan shleima simen aleph half of a fellow, all the rage we've spoken about. We know the chatas always comes before the oila. Yet over here, first oila and then chatas. Ephraim said a dvar neflam, and behektem you say that we spoke out many times in Masechta Sanhedrin, and that is we know a yochid that's over avodah zarah b'meis. A yochid that's over avodah zarah b'meis was chayv misa. Which misa? Skilas chamura, avodah zarah chamura. A yochid that's over avodah zarah gets the most chamur misas bezdin. He gets misas skilas. Stating that there was something called an ir anidachas when it was an entire city. A tzibur was over avodah zarah. There the halacha is they got saif. Instead of skill, they get saif. In fact, Gemara says many times in Masechta Sanhedrin that a yochid over the avodah zarah is more chamur than a tzibur that's over the avodah zarah, and a tzibur that's over the avodah zarah is more chamur than a yochid. A yochid is more chamur than the tzibur. The yochid gets skill, the tzibur gets saif. The tzibur is more chamur than the yochid because the tzibur, the ir anidachas, they had to destroy even the possessions of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, whereas a Yochid Avodah Zarah is going to get killed, but his possessions are going to go over Beirusha. His possessions aren't going to be... But a Yochid Avodah Zarah had a Chumrah over a Tzibah that's Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Yochid that's Ovdei Avodah Zarah got Skila. The Ir HaNidachas, the Anshin Ir HaNidachas got... And the question is why? What's Pashim Shad? How is it possible that a yochid that's over avodah zarah gets skila and the tzibur gets downgraded? How could a tzibur, an ir anidachas that's over avodah zarah, not get the misa chamura? How is it possible that instead of getting skila, we lower it, not even sreifa, it gets lowered all the way down to saif? What's Pashim Shah? So we spoke out many times, you saw it, for Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Rishiva Zatzal, where Rabbi Aaron said that it could be the Pshat Zazeh. Avada mitzad the chaymer of the chet, the Anche Aaron Idachas deserves skila, just like the Yachada, even the Vodazara gets skila. But the Gemara says that a Ben Noyach, that doesn't Avera, it doesn't matter which Avera, of the Sheva mitzvahs, Bnei Noyach is over. But when a Ben Noyach is chayav misa, he always gets saif. Bnei Noyach are always nidim b'saif. So Rashiva Rabaran said, that if a tzibur of Klai Yisrael is over Avodah Zarah, they don't get treated like Yisraelim anymore. They lose their privilege of being treated like Jews. They're going to be treated like Bnei Noyach, and the male are nidim b'saif. They're not nidim b'saif because the Avera wasn't chomer enough for it to be more. Of course the Avera is chomer. If a Yochid Avodah Zarah gets skila, of course a tzibur of Avodah Zarah gets skila. But the reason is because they're getting down. It's because they're being treated like Bnei Noyach. And being that they're being treated like Bnei Noyach, it's for that reason a Bnei Noyach always gets saif, they get saif. Ephraim once showed me, so this is all Ephraim's show right now, but Ephraim once pointed out that really it's Mefurisha Daskein and Bali Toysis. Rashi in Parshas Kisisa, when he talks about the Chet Egel, so if you go through the Pesuk in the Chet Egel, it's a little confusing because a lot of people died after the Chet Egel, but there were different types of Misais. Rashi sorts it out for us. Rashi says, Shalosh Misois nidainu sham. There were three types of misois that were administered after the Chet HaEgel. Im yesh Edom Asra, if there was Edom Asra, if somebody did Avodah Zarah with Edom Asra, he got saif. K'mishpat anshei ir hanidachas shehei merubim. Because this was a rabbin. Thus he gets treated b'saif like the anshei ir hanidachas. Edom b'loi hasra, if there was Edom but there was no hasra, b'magefa. Shenema b'yigayf Hashem esa'a. Loi Edom v'loi hasra b'hajroikam shabotkam hamayim v'tzavu b'tneim. They were like the Soita. They were killed through the Bdikas Hamayim. So there were three misois. There were some people that were killed b'saif, b'magefa, and some b'mayim. The Das Kein and Bali Tosfos asks on Rashi, that Rashi says that there was some that got Saif Kedin Ira Nidachas Vikach, that if those people were treated like Anshi Ira Nidachas and King Yehema Moidim Avad, their money should be taken away from them as well. Their money should be destroyed. Why was their money not lost? Says Tosfos V'yesh Loimar. Shenidonu b'sayif, not ka'an she'ir anidachas. Kedim b'nei noyach. Damrinu b'sanhedrin, shedinu b'sayif. So we have a makar in the Rishonim already. Das genim bali Tosfos. In Pashas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chaf, if you want to look it up. We are the Yidden, after the Chet HaEgel, the ones that had Edom Mahasra were treated like Bnei Noach. Why were they treated like Bnei Noach? Because they acted like Bnei Noach. For a tzibur, for a rabbim of Klai Yisrael, to be Oved Abay the Zohar, they're not going to be Nidin Ki Yisraelim. They're Nidin B'Sayif. Why? Not because the Chet is, of course, the Yochra Abay the Zohar gets Skilo. Of course, the rabbim that's Abay the Zohar gets Skilo. The reason they were treated this way is because they were treated like Bnei Noach. So Ephraim said, Yesh Loimar, the same is true for Abay the Zohar B'Shoigig. If Rav of Klai Yisrael did so again, they acted like Bnei Noach, albeit on the Shoigig level. This didn't happen on the Mazer level. This happened on the Shoigig level. But on the Shoigig level, they needed to Bnei Noach. And just like a rabbin that's over the Zohar b'Mazer is in the Messiah, a rabbin that's over the Zohar b'Shoigig has to be treated like Bnei Noach. So they have to make a carbon now. But what kind of carbon? The carbon of a Bnei Noach. What kind of carbon does a Bnei Noach bring? We just learned the Gemara this morning. Rav Huna said, "Shalom meyo oiv dekei chavim oilois." As I pass from the Rama, it's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Alocha kri Rabbi Akiva mechadera. Says Shalom meyo oiv dekei chavim oilois. The only carbon that a guy can bring is an oila. So you know what happens? The Eresh Tzach. You have to do is you have to bring an oila. You know why you bring an oila? Because you need in kibnei noyach, and you need kapara on the Bnei Noach level. Just like b'mezid, it's sayif and not skila. Even though skila is more chavim, it doesn't matter. We have to down you like a Bnei Noach. You have to bring a carbon oila now. You can't go right into your chatas. The Eresh Tzach is you bring a carbon oila. After you bring your carbon oila, you got your kapara of Bnei Noach. Now we have to treat you like a yid. Now you bring your carbon chatas. See, you want to know why the parallel davashal tzibur of Avodah Zarah had an oila? It had an oila because when it's Avodah Zarah, there's a Bnei Noach component. And outside the Bnei Noach component, you have the halacha of Shalmei of the Chavim Oilas. A guy can only bring an oila. If a guy can only bring an oila, first you have to bring the oila to get your kapara from Bnei Noach, and it's only that's why it's the oila first, that's why there's an oila half of a phone.